sorry, sorry, one more. Why I'm you would see Abuna every time, like after he clean wash his pants and make by the water like make like this. What the meaning of this one?
So, huh? No, it's wrong.
Not the pilot, no. Okay, it means that I'm not responsible as a priest. If you are not Orthodox and you are not a believer and you come to take the communion, I'm not responsible for that. Because he's taking the deacon now, he's praying. Who is responsible on yourself? You are responsible and you are worthy to take. If you're not worthy, don't come to take the communion. But he's still telling you, you have to be an Orthodox, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. We are not all worthy. That's why we have to come here to take the communion, because it's what I said, it's a medication. But I have to believe in one God, and I have to be Orthodox. That's why what I'm doing now, I'm not responsible to all the people who is coming, because maybe I'm not sure that, what, for example, if the people, one time when I was in Kingston, okay, and one people, I'm not sure their people is different, and for me it's strange. Oh. And after they finished, they take the communion, once she said to me, I'm a Protestant. She is not allowed to take the communion. Okay, now I'm not responsible on this because I don't know the people. And you are responsible yourself if you are not you are Protestant or you are not Orthodox or you are whatever. That's why this is one of the people. About Pontius Pilate, no. It's some people said that, but it's not wrong.
We believe in one
God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, Creator, heaven, earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father, for all ages, light of
light, true God, begotten, not created, born as with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate in the Holy Spirit, and the virgin of man, who was crucified for us, and the Pontius Pilate suffered his burial, and the third day rose from dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again, the Lord, judge the living and dead,
his kingdom shall no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, and the Father, the Son, worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one only Catholic, Apostolic Church, who confess and baptize and finish his sins.
We look for the resurrection of the
first part here in the liturgy now for the believers is the reconciliation. What the meaning of reconciliation? I will tell you before I will start this. I will stop now here. I can't stop every time like what I did before. Okay, because the Holy Body will be in front of me. That's why I can't stop a lot. Exactly what I'm doing now, the reconciliation prayer. You see that now Jesus Christ inside the tomb. And now what he's doing, okay, he is doing exactly the reconciliation between the people on the earth and the heaven. That's why we will hear all the word, we ask King God the forgiveness. Who is dwell in the highest and looking up in the lowly? The lowly who are the lowly? We are the Lord. That's why we're asking God only His mercy. That's why we said this prayer is the prayer of reconciliation. We do the current reconciliation between the earth and between the heaven. By or through Jesus Christ after His crucifixion and resurrection.
Oh God, the great eternal, who formed man in incorruption and death which into the world through the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and all the apostolic kisses.
Mercy, according to your good will, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, all the remembrance of evil, entailing death, and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sorry, before we start.
As we're doing the reconciliation, okay, and what Jesus Christ he did, he tried to make the reconciliation between the earth and between the heaven. And also we're giving the kissing to each one another, to all together, that we sing to other, I forgive you and I love you. As Jesus Christ loved the world, or the world, and loved all the people here on the earth, I have to love all the people around me. I can't come to take the communion and I have something in my heart against someone else. That's why I'm doing the same what Jesus Christ said to me. I have to love all the people. I can't come to take Jesus Christ inside me and still have something bad in my heart against someone else. That's why I'm giving kissing. That's why now, before going to the communion, I give the kissing, and I kiss all the people around.
Iten neperes veiam te tison ton kosis o ab mare iap shoi sarie mot nanim piko e volent. Anaphora, and anaphora, it's named the meaning of offering or giving. I'm giving my heart, my body, my thoughts to God. That's why first I'm thinking, I'm what I said, the Lord be with you all, and you reply, okay, and use your spirit. But what I'm asking, where are your hearts? And you reply, we have them with the Lord, and we have to be with the Lord. That's why this is a name in anaphora. My heart is with the Lord. That means that I cleanse my heart from every single thing. before prayer. That's why this part is named an anaphora. Aksayon kazinka o naksayon kazinka o nalisos garchenom esmi aksayon kazinka o. O you who are most alone, God of truth, being before the ancient and reigning forever, who dwell in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven there and the sea and all that in turn. The Father, Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are around whom stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
Brosh Homen.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glow. Glory. Holy, holy, holy indeed, O Lord our God, who formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the will of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life, and we were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And the last day you manifested yourself for us, who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Throughout your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit of the Holy Virgin Mary.
I put here the incense inside the censer while exactly what I'm saying, who was incarnate and became man. Because the censer, it is symbolized of Saint Mary. And when I'm give the I put the sense the sorry the sen- the incense to the censer, it means exactly Jesus Christ was incarnate and became man inside the censer. And taught us the ways of salvation, and granted us the birth from on high, and through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation, and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and gave himself up for our salvation unto death, which reign over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of ours, and he descended into Hades. Through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heaven and said on the right hand of Father, he has appointed a day for recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. The last prayers that we have, what we said, we remember the incarnation,
and remember also Jesus Christ, what happened, what he did during his life, and the resurrection. And also the last part, what we said here, when he ascended to the heavens, and he's sitting in the right hand of your Father, and he will judge the people. Then also then we remember the life of Jesus Christ, and we will remember also that the second coming, when he will judge the people. And now we remember Jesus Christ during his life. And now what the next part, it's named the part of the institution. The institution prayer is exactly what Jesus Christ, he did in the Last Supper. We are doing now. I can't stop during this. And I can't say anything to explain it to you. Because now I'm doing exactly what Jesus Christ, he did. And what the Father said, that myself and also the bread and the wine, at this point, will transfer by the Holy Spirit to his body and his blood. And this is the institution prayers. This is the main core of the liturgy. That's why we have to remember this, and we have to remember what Jesus Christ said. When I'm saying now, he took the bread on his holy hand. I'm saying this, I'm taking the body, I'm taking the obana or the bread on my hand. But now it's not my hand. It's his holy hand. We have to remember this.
Afko zina nechrim painishti emestereion. For being determined to give himself up to death for the life of the world.
The bread, and I'm cleaning also the wine, and now it will transfer it after I'm praying. I'm now asking the God, the Holy Spirit, to dwell and to transfer all of this to his body and his blood.
He took bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked up toward heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave him thanks.
Amen.
He blessed that.
Amen.
And he sanctified it. To his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take, eat of it, of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, is it do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed in wine and water, and he gave him thanks.
Amen.
He blessed it.
Amen.
And he sanctified it. And gave it also to his own old disciples and saying, apostles, saying, take a drink, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Proclaim your holy resurrection
and ascension into the heavens. We confess, we praise you, we you.
Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heaven, his sitting right hand of Father, and his second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is yours. For every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition,
worship God in fear and trembling. Satend, amen.
And this brain he makes into his holy body. This cup also into the precious blood of his new covenant. Given for the remission of sins and eternal life for those who partake of him. Make us also worthy, our Master, to partake of your holy into the perfection of our souls, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shared an inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one holy, holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
This which you have acquired yourself in the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who honor her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Papa Tawadros II.
Salom, Neglaris, Kenneth Nabob, Mazam, Lambert, Odorsu Seni, Baba, Baterak, Raisa, Sakavitan, Medina, Osmas, Kandrea. Wahwatul Frihad Marasulia Bina Butraka and Talkim Nantus of Ramitan Abina Butraka Siva Bunimitia Slawat, Wabina Matraka Retri Abun Antonis Laura Sera Saki Fatna, Orthodox
Lord have
those who are identifying the word of truth within, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, all the kingdom and priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higomines, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the church of God.
Lord,
the servants and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all. Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Lord Fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein God fed greatly according to the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, and the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here.
Pray, for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and for us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its forests be abundantly watered and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Blend the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, or you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who I brought unto this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
And it's, O Lord, in the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of you, our saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived this and the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theologos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John the Forerunner, Baptist the Martyr, Saint Stephen the Deacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch, and the Virgin, the Cherish, Corinth, Saint Athanasius, the Apostle, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr, and the High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sadisius, Saint Sophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyrus, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, Saint Oligian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Assemblies of Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus. Nem peniotenzik os penisti av Antonios, nem pesmi ava Pavli, nem pisom de szóval vava, makár nem ne sire tíró, ne szavrobó, horoms. Nem peniot ava ebigoménos, nem peniot ava pisoi pimismi piramentele jós, pimen rinte te benszó tíren, ava. Asums nempenion baba alva kerelos pima asum and all the glory of your stands wrote whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our Holy Father, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
After we finish the institution part and the transform of the bread and the wine to the holy body and his holy blood, we ask Jesus Christ through the litanies, like some demands, we ask him in front of him now because he is in front of us now. That's why we ask him a lot of demands. And then we commemorate all the sins. After what he did, after his resurrection, and he's ascended to his ascension, and he's sitting in right hand, he did the conciliation between us and between the heaven, between the earth and between the heaven. That's why we remember all the sins. We are now apart from the heaven, especially in the church. The church and during the liturgy is a part of heaven. That's why we commemorate all the sins. We remember them because they are living with them, with us. We are living with them and they are living with us. We are a part of heaven. And after we finish this, we will start the last part of the liturgy. Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon them the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place, and we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
And unto you.
lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things, your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see that each time when I'm after the institution and after the transfer to the Holy Body, every time I remember, I said Jesus Christ or anything according to the name of Jesus Christ, I bow and I kiss the Holy Body. Oh, and when I said Irini Posi, I now bow and keep away to Jesus Christ and God to give us His blessing. Now I can give the blessing when Jesus Christ is existing on the altar. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father, Lord God, and Savior Jesus Christ. For He also has made us worthy enough to stand in His holy place, to lift up our hands, and to serve His holy name. Let us also ask Him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of His divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
The Holy Body. And the precious blood.
And your precious blood.
Of His Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen, pray.
Lord, have mercy. Reni Pasi. You are the Logos of the Father God, who was before the aged, the great high priest, who was incarnated and became man for the salvation of mankind. And out of all nations He called unto Him a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and justified people.
Eleison, Lord, have mercy.
As you have sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostle on the day of Pentecost, and He came upon each one of them like divided tongues of fires, and filled them with every knowledge, every understanding, and every spiritual wisdom according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they preached your holy name to all the nations.
As for Peter and Paul, foremost among the apostles, the shadow of one held the sink, wearing the handkerchief and the apron of the other caused disease to depart, an evil spirit to go out after they had preached the gospel of the kingdom. And to the nation their blood was shed for your name's sake, and receive the crown of apostleship and that of martyrdom. Have granted his holy disciples and other apostles the descent of the Spirit, the Paraclete upon them, and gave them authority to work healings, wonders, and miracles. They preached unto us your holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you, bless you, glorify you, and give thanks to you on account of these great gifts. And we ask you, O Master, to grant us also the forgiveness of sins and to purify our hearts, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart we may boldly venture without fear to cry unto your Holy Father who are in heaven and sing, Our Father.
Skifalasemon to Kyrio, O Eklina, Ate. Tavovo, oh, amen.
In reposi. This time especially I have to pray also again and to remember all the people who sent or to ask me to remember their names. I'm asking about myself and I'm asking about all the people around me here in the church and also who asked me to remember them on the altar. Now in front of Jesus Christ who is existing here on the altar, I'm asking him to help all. And I will say loud the last prayer. We have here four prayers. The last one, it which is important one, which I said, remember, O Lord, my own weakness and forgive my many sins and where transgressions has abounded. Let your grace be multiplied in abundance because of my our own sins and the abomination of my heart. Deprive not your people of the grace of your Holy Spirit. O God, absolve us and absolve all your people from every sin. Then I'm asking about myself, and first, then I'm asking about the people, and give the absolution to all the people. From every denial, from every false oath, from every encounter on the heretics and the heathens. O our Master, grant us reason, power, and understanding to flee from any evil deed of the adversary, and grant us to do what is pleasing unto you at all the times. And finally, I'm asking God to inscribe our names with all the choir of your saints in the kingdom of the heavens, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this is our aim in our life, to be in the heaven with Jesus Christ and all the saints, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you with him and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of one essence with you now and all time into the age of all ages. Amen. I'm asking also God to help to give the peace to all the world, and I'm asking for our fathers, the patriarch, the bishops, the priests, and the deacons. Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless them.
Save them in and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The whole is for the holy blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctification in by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Et omnem mater est.
The holy body and honor, true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The honor, body, and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The body and the blood of Emmanuel our God, this is in truth. Amen.
Amen. I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess to the Lord, bread that is the life-giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made one in divinity, without commingling, without confusion, without contrition. He went this with a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross, of his own will for us all, Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from the humanity for the single moment, nor at winning of an eye, given for us for salvation and remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, that is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Tenati, tenati, tenati. Tithaitechen ometh mi amin. Pray for us and our fellow Christian who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy coming of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
Joseph, Shirie, Mefnoti,
Yeah.
Shit.